Another posture involved insistence on abstinence-only alternatives for dealing with sexually originated circumstances, such as AIDS, abortion, or sexually transmitted diseases. A third circumstance, with international ramifications, was the withholding of official approval within the United States for a number of medications and drugs. The so-called morning after pill, EC, emergency contraception, vaccines against the HPV virus that leads to cervical cancer, Intrinza, a women's hormone, and genetic antiviral AIDS drugs. Yet another involved the backhanding of the international women's programs and conferences, such as those under United Nations auspices, lest they give any recognition to abortion as a human right. Different, but also biblically connected, was unwillingness to take part in international climate change convocations or the implementation of treaties that recognized global warming, supposedly incompatible with the Book of Genesis, as a human-caused atmospheric problem. Then came the White House commitment to blocking serious stem cell research in the United States. This arrayed the United States alongside the more religious nations in Europe, Ireland, Italy, and Poland, but set back the prospects for joint U.S. programs with leading biotechnology research centers such as Britain, Korea, Switzerland, and Singapore. Officials in international organizations, in Europe and in Asia, reacted with outrage to the U.S. AIDS-related policies. One 2004 analysis by The Observer in Britain quoted Paul Nielsen, member of the European Union Commission in charge of development and humanitarian aid, indicting the United States for preaching one line only and denying people's rights by trying to push them into abstinence. It will weaken the battle against AIDS, and the unfortunate reality is that it will directly endanger the lives of millions of women. Dr. Peter Piot, executive director of UNAIDS, the agency responsible for relief efforts, was equally straightforward. "We are not in the business of morality. Condom promotion should be part of education about sexuality for young people." Europeans have stepped in, The Observer elaborated, to fill what Nielsen called the decency gap by funding both the UN Population Fund and the International Planned Parenthood Federation after the United States had withdrawn its support. Britain, too, decided to contribute an additional £80 million over 4 years. At a 2002 Asian conference in Bangkok, the abstinence policy offered by the United States was rejected by a ringing 32-1 vote, and at the United Nations special session on children the same year, the United States found itself aligned with Iran, Iraq, Libya, Sudan, and the Vatican in failing to gain support for abstinence only. British commentators noted the irony of United States overlap with Islamic militants on women's rights issues. Because polls show Americans heavily in favor of high school sex education courses that promote abstinence and explain contraception, rather than just one aspect, the abstinence-only campaign is risky foreign policy and domestic politics resting on narrow theology. Gary Wills explains that an influential fringe of the Christian right believes that whenever human semen enters any ovum, God pops a soul in along with it. Though almost 50% of the resulting people perish instantly by failing to achieve nidation, implantation in the uterus. The Government Accountability Office, the investigative unit of Congress, released a report in early 2005 criticizing the Bush administration for its stance on the global use of AIDS drugs. The administration's obstruction, it said, was at odds with the strategies of international health groups and contrary to the views of the nations needing assistance. The GAO specifically criticized the administration for withholding FDA approval of generic antiretroviral AIDS drugs, which had been accepted by the World Health Organization and other international agencies. "Never before has the U.S. government been so aggressive internationally on these themes, and it is not surprising that European commentators and diplomats are stunned. They see people from the American Medical Association replaced in U.S. delegations by activists, for example, from the Conservative Evangelical Family Research Council or Concerned Women for America, the organization founded 2 decades ago by Tim LaHaye's wife, Beverly. Such groups are not objective. They represent a theocratically minded Christian rite. Over the last quarter century, negative portrayals of women's rights activists, the element stereotyped for bra burning and creating material such as the vagina monologues, have been a boon for the Christian right. The radical image of parts of the women's movement has been a foil to be played off of. However, implicit within the anger of the feminist left is a core analysis that, when well distilled, could threaten conservative Republican credibility with centrist women.